I know. You're always busy with work. Always striving to make a good impression. To let the world know that you're the one in control. But how strong would your resolve to make it to work on time be if I were right there standing behind you as you look in the mirror brushing your hair? My head is above yours and I wrap my arms around you and lower my face with my nose in your hair, inhaling your wonderful scent. My hands would feel so warm as they caressed your smooth skin, working up the sides of your body until finally they move in and cup your breasts. What? Not this morning, you'll be late. But baby, how can you walk away if your nipples are trapped between my thumb and finger, twisting and tugging? I can feel it harden in my grasp. No wavy hair today. You're putting it up in a ponytail. Still intent on making the train on time. Still intent on ignoring my advances. But when your arms are up, my lips trail along your arms until my mouth nuzzles in your armpit. Uh-oh. Did I just hear a slight gasp? My tongue licks you, wetting your skin. I lay small kisses down on your flesh, moving up to your shoulder and over to your neck. Your ponytail is complete, but still you're holding your hair up, a blatant invitation for my lips to explore. Such an elegant neck. My lips lightly graze the silky smooth area at the base, and then my tongue darts out again in the back. My fingers are still toying with your nipples, and I pull my mouth off your neck for a moment to peek at you in the mirror. Your eyes are closed. A smile sits on your pretty face. Unsettled night or not, I think you're feeling very relaxed right now, and I think your resolve is starting to crack. As I knead your breasts, my lips move over to your ear, and I'm whispering to you, "Oh, baby, you're so beautiful, so fresh in the morning. I think I want to eat you for breakfast." Your eyes open and meet mine in the mirror. Turning your head back towards mine, you put your lips on mine for a sweet kiss. But it's not a quick good morning kiss. It's a lingering kiss. One that holds promise of more passion. It often seems as though there are no simple kisses with you. It's as though our mouths have some kind of passionate, magnetic attraction. Once connected, it takes real effort to pull them apart. I could spend all day kissing you, listening to your sweet sighs, relishing the softness of your lips pressed against mine. Today, though, I hunger for more than just kissing your mouth. I love tasting your flesh, whether it's fresh from the shower or sweat-covered after your evening commute. Nibbling gently, my tongue seeks out areas that I've learned make you jumpy. Your hands reach out, leaning against the mirror, supporting yourself up as my mouth moves down your back, though not having quite the same effect as my strong hands would on your spine. Still enjoy the warm, wet tip of my tongue dragging down. Stopping for a moment at the small of your back, my tongue swirls around while my hands hold your hips. Pulling my mouth off you, I lean back and gaze at your ass. It's something I never tire of. The thong you're wearing leaves most of your cheeks free for my admiration. I softly slap your ass, loving the sound and feeling that accompany the action, and I laugh when you push back, sticking your butt out further. How can someone so sweet and innocent, someone who looks like an angel, how can that good girl harbor such deviant desires? People laugh when you tell them to kiss your ass and your hand lightly slaps it. They think you're just playing, but I know better. I know you love it when I kiss your ass. Love it when you feel my tongue on your flesh. When you feel my fingers spreading your cheeks open. And you know what's coming next. I love kissing your ass just as much as you like having it done. I see that little pucker and my mouth waters. You can feel my warm breath, and I tease you by looking all around, yet not quite touching your anus. Your wiggling does no good. I keep pulling back. You know what I want. I want to hear you ask me. I want to hear my dirty girl tell me what she needs. I want to know to whom this sexy ass belongs. I hear a little murmur, not much more than a whisper. Oh no, baby, you need to speak up. I'm not doing anything until you ask. You whine a bit, mix with the moan, and then I hear it. I hear you tell me that your ass is mine, all mine. Hearing your moan spurs me to action. I quickly slide your thong down your legs. Can't help but notice how wet the crotch is. And you've spread your legs wider and leaned over further, your ass jutting out for easy access. I pull your cheeks apart again, and this time my mouth hovers only a moment, just long enough for you to feel my breath once again, sending shivers up your spine. But I need this as much as you do, and my tongue slides along your crack, circling and then spearing your anus. Whatever you were telling me dissolves into a mix of incoherent babbling and heavy panting. You're thrusting your ass back towards me, as if to get my tongue in deeper. This is what my dirty girl loves most of all. My tongue buried deep in her ass. I'm able to slide one hand around to your pussy, slipping in the honey dripping out. I'm always so amazed and aroused at how wet you get, and I love spreading it around your skin. A finger slips inside you while my thumb bounces against your clit, all while my tongue keeps working at your ass. Oh yeah, baby. I want you to come for me. I want you to come all over me to make a big mess. I want you to shout out my name. I want you to give me your ass and your pussy, your heart and your soul. This morning you're mine. Tonight you'll be mine once again.